The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. Badgers are 3-1 in conference play and 6-2 overall. Wisconsin's hosts Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, certainly appreciative of the effort the players and coach has been given, and looking forward to playing Rutgers back at home this week.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Good, Lee. How you doing?
Good. You've had so many player injuries, I thought I'd call and ask about the coaching staff. Are you guys all okay, or are you all taped up and stuff, too?
No, it's, and we're not the only team in the country, but we've had our fair share, and the thing you feel for the most is the players, and they miss, they've got limited opportunities to play, and I don't think you go through all this and get to where they're at if they don't love playing the game, and so you feel bad for that, and yet there's opportunities created through those misfortunes of injuries, and it's our job to help everyone, be the best they can and play. And I give our players a lot of credit. They have a great resolve and believe in each other. And when one comes in, they feel for the guy that's missing time, and yet they do everything they can to help the next guy in. And you just keep plugging away.
Have you noticed any kind of a pattern, or are they mostly in games, mostly in practice, or non-contact or contact? Is there any sense to it?
It's been no, there hasn't been any common or any type of trend, and you look at it and go with it. It's Rob Wheelwright got hurt. He was doing a heck of a job actually blocking downfield, and a guy dove at the ball carrier and rolled up on his leg, and so he'll miss some time. And Dan Volz happened during the game, and Joel's was during the game. So, we haven't, knock on wood, nothing in practice. But
okay.
And nothing even just, all different parts of the body. And we just, it's one of those years, I think.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Gennaro Armas with Associated Press.
Yeah, good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Hey, following up on that, I guess how much of a challenge has this been for you and the coaching staff because of the injuries, especially when it comes to creating some kind of consistency and flow with the offense?
Well, I think that certainly – it's you want all your guys, and you do develop consistency, and that consistency of working with each other, and talking about the players playing side by side, and yet I think you got to focus on the things that you can control, and we can control coaching and developing and helping our players grow and get better, and it's part of every season, every team I've been with, there's things that happen that you have to adjust to and with, and I think you embrace it and you do all you can for the kids, the ones that are injured, and support them, and the ones that are playing, you coach them, and at the end it's all about the team, and it's all about helping the individuals do all they can to contribute to the success of the team.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, I'm just starting to read up on Stavi. What is his status, and Clement, what do you think of the chances for those guys?
We'll see on Corey going through, and feel good about Joel. He's gone through all the concussion protocol, and so he'll be able to practice this week.
I assume there's no question in your mind that if Joel is healthy, he's the guy rather than Bart?
Correct.
And if you just explain that for, I don't know, I guess a few people who want to see Bart out there, why would Joel still be your guy?
Well, Joel's, Joel's our starting quarterback, and I think he's been doing some really good things for this team, and I'm proud of and appreciative of how Bart stepped in and what he did and how he contributed, you know, in a big way to getting a good win for us. But it's a pretty, you know, it's you feel good. You feel good that Bart was able to come in and execute and do some things, and I feel good with, as does our team, with where Joel is and what he means to this team.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.